always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Stacey Lynn. The European Union is responding to President Trump's threat to impose a 50% tariff on all its imports and says it wants to make a deal with the U.S.
I'm not looking for a deal. I mean, we've set the deal. It's at 50%.
But even though he says that, CBS's Major Garrett thinks this is all part of the president's strategy.
There used to be a commercial on television with a popular cell phone provider. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? That's what the president was doing to the European Union. Cumbersome thing trying to negotiate a trade deal with a 27-block economic union. The president is trying to accelerate that. It is a means by which to accelerate conversations getting closer to a deal.
President also says he's slapping a 25% tariff on all smartphones not made in America. A federal judge temporarily put the brakes on the administration trying to stop Harvard from being allowed to enroll international students. But these students from Ireland and China are still worried.
You know that you're fine if you're still legally in the United States for the next 90 days, but you don't know that you can come back and finish your degree. You don't know if you can stay and work in the U.S. There are still so many unanswered questions.
The situation really makes me wondering whether this is a good option for international students to come, at least at this stage.
In about 2 hours, the president will deliver the commencement address at West Point. The class of cadets graduating includes an honorary member.
Peter Wang was a junior ROTC cadet when he was killed in the 2018 shooting at his school in Parkland, Florida. His teacher, Ernie Rospierski, saw Wang save classmates' lives.
Holding the door, pushing kids through the door while bullets are coming at him. I don't know many adults who could have done that, let alone a 14-year-old boy.
Wang was shot 13 times as he wore his junior ROTC uniform. West Point superintendent says Wang demonstrated the character and attributes the academy seeks out of its graduates. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Correspondent Maurice Dubois tells us about a Memorial Day tradition at Arlington National Cemetery.
There are more than 250,000 soldiers' graves in Arlington National Cemetery, and now each one has received an American flag. It is called the Flag In Honor. The 3rd U.S. Infantry, known as the Old Guard, has helped distribute the flags for every Memorial Day since 1948.
A lot of people are flying somewhere for the holiday weekend, and Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says the airlines are prepared.
We're seeing a few cracks or age in the system, right? We're seeing some of that. But listen, it's ready. It's safe.
The FAA expects record-setting travel this holiday weekend, and they say about 3.6 million passengers will be getting on planes. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
Consider the folks at Family Natural Foods for everything you need for planting season. Their knowledgeable team has been helping people select just the right seeds since 1946. Choose from an extensive variety of healthy-for-you heirloom seeds, onion sets, and seed potatoes. Growing your own food is one of the best steps you can take to empower your health and save some money. Family Natural Foods offers seeds starting at 99 cents a pack. Family Natural Foods, Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids, putting the farm back into pharmacy.
Greetings, everyone. This is Terry Naturally with another edition of Terry Talks Nutrition. We're here every weekend, same time, same station. You can't lose us. We don't want you to lose us. We want you with us every weekend. Stay with us, because I think we can bring you a lot of good information in terms of your health and how you achieve better health and have optimal health for the rest of your life, if you want, because it's up to you to make the choices for better health. You can't eat whatever you want. You can't eat garbage. You can't eat all the desserts. You can't eat all the sugar. You can't eat all the carbohydrates. You just can't eat what you want if you want to be healthy. We have been misled by food manufacturers to eat garbage. Some of the food isn't even fit to provide any nutritional value. It's all featured on how it tastes, and how much it costs. But it doesn't do anything for you nutritionally and does not improve your health. Big manufacturers pour a lot of chemicals, non-nutritious foods, together to make something that's pleasurable to eat because it tastes so good. And it's so inexpensive. And it's so easy to make. Sometimes you just have to open up a box and it's ready to go. We have been blindsided in terms of what we eat. And then when we have an unhealthy condition, we go to a doctor who knows nothing about health, doesn't know how to have health themselves or for their family. And I'm not saying anything out of the ordinary. All doctors will agree they have no knowledge of health and nutrition. Everything is drug therapy. Now, drug therapy can help manage some of the diseases, but never increase your health or provide better health for yourself. So when you learn more, and again, if you want, because it's going to take discipline, you're going to have to give up some foods that you really like. And maybe on occasion, yes, desserts are okay. But people like desserts all the time. Some people just love desserts. A lot of non-nutritious, a lot of sweeteners, sugar. And everyone does. Even when they go on a low-weight diet or a weight loss program or the ketogenic diet, they all try to figure out a way to make a food that would fall in the category of the diet they're following, even though it's not healthy. They know it, but they can't give up some of their foods. You're going to have to change your diet if you want to change your health. Better diet, better health. Unhealthy diet provides an unhealthy body. So we try to provide information for you every weekend that would actually help change your life to have a better, healthy lifestyle. So today we're going to talk about saffron. S-A-F-F-R-O-N, saffron. The most expensive spice in the world. And you know, we've always known that dental health always improved our heart. And when we have poor dental health, we could possibly have more heart disease. And now they found a link of dental health to brain health, not just heart, but now brain as well. And an increase in avoidable causes of death. And artificial sweeteners are linked to heart disease. And we find a lot of artificial sweeteners in foods today. And the nutrient of the day, manganese, not magnesium. This is manganese, M-A-N-G-A-N-E-S-E, manganese, not magnesium. And a new study on stopping nerve pain. Don't forget, even just taking a daily vitamin and a multivitamin and mineral supplement can add 2 or 3 years to your life. And what are xenoestrogens? We'll talk all about that here today, as long as we get through the whole program. Sometimes we don't get all the topics in, but we're going to be here for a long time. So we have plenty of time to share with you over the next whatever years we are here, and we'll be here for as long as we can. Now, saffron, as I already mentioned, it's the world's most expensive spice. Just think about this. Each saffron flower produces three little threads, stigmas. They're called stigmas. And it takes 1,000 flowers to produce 1 ounce of the spice saffron. But it's not only a spice that we can use in cooking, which I think is way too far expensive, but it really is truly a medicine. Saffron has been proven to be as effective in the treatment of depression as Prozac. It reduced depression by 47% versus placebo. Far more effective than a fake pill. It modulates serotonin, neurotransmitters, and reduces inflammation in the brain. It relieves depression and anxiety. Multiple clinical studies have shown that saffron reduces symptoms of depression. 55% reduction in depression scores for patients treated with saffron for 8 weeks. Just 8 weeks. Patients with multiple sclerosis, MS, saw a significant reduction in anxiety as well as inflammation after 8 weeks of treatment with saffron. Also, patients with depression found after 12 weeks of use, saffron significantly reduced depression symptoms. Now, great news on saffron, great studies on saffron. But they found exactly the same kind of reduction of depression with curcumin. So that would be an extremely excellent combination. Combining saffron with curcumin. In a study of the combination, reduce depression symptoms, especially for patients with atypical depression, by 43%. Now, there are many more uses for saffron. It's an amazing medicine. I think it's way too expensive to be used as a spice. But for medicine, it really does give you all and more for the cost. Now, it can also be used very successfully for OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder, for memory, mental function, and the prevention of Alzheimer's disease. For schizophrenia, Parkinson's disease, brain injury, post-stroke recovery, and insomnia. In otherwise healthy adults with sleep problems, within the first week of using saffron, participants saw significant improvement in their sleep, with no significant adverse effects reported. Very safe. No side effects. No adverse effects or adverse events. And in the case of weight loss, in a study of mildly overweight women, twice daily saffron decreased snacking, binge eating, by 55% versus placebo. Almost seems to be too good to be true, right? Not when you're looking at natural medicines, natural herbal medicines, natural spice medicines, because they have many, many molecules, far greater than any drug, because a drug is one molecule. Plants have hundreds and hundreds and thousands of molecules, all working together on a variety of pathways. So these natural alternatives, herbal medicines, affect dozens and dozens of pathways as a target, where a drug targets only one pathway. So how do you use saffron? Well, here's what I would suggest. About 265 milligrams of a combination of saffron and curcumin blend. Now, this is actually a clinical proven dosage level for daily intake. This dosage, 265 milligrams of saffron, curcumin blend, have been proven clinically that is the right dosage to be used that would be successfully as effective as Prozac. Benefits for mood in just 2 weeks or less. No significant adverse effects. Now, careful. It's like, consumer beware. Choose carefully. Because saffron is so expensive, it is frequently adulterated. And sometimes it's even a complete fake. They lower the price. And how do they adulterate it? If you get actually saffron as a spice, it has tremendous medicinal benefits. But they can find plants that are far, far less expensive that have the same colorization. So they fake the spice. Now, turmeric is very, very inexpensive. Not curcumin, but turmeric, paprika, beets, the vegetable beets, daylily, or even synthetic curcumin, and synthetic saffron. Yes, they can make these plants synthetically and have been found to be substituted for the real thing. If you want to find the real thing, why? Because it does the real job. It's the real deal. If you're on drugs for depression, anxiety, then you want the real thing. And I would suggest to work with your doctor. If you're on medication, now there's no counterindication of the spice and curcumin being used at the same time. In fact, when you're on a drug and you're taking a natural supplement, not all the time, but in this case for sure, saffron and curcumin together actually maximizes the drug, makes the drug more effective and less toxic, and whereby you could use less of the drug for the real results, because the combination of saffron and curcumin supports the effect of lowering depression and making the drug more effective. So make sure you buy a legitimate product. Now, I know you can't tell by looking at it. I can't tell by looking at it. You have to go through the laboratory to make sure that it's tested, to make sure that it is saffron, not fake, not adulterated. not synthetic. All of these are possible, but you want the real thing. So make sure you buy from a trusted, reputable supplement company that you know you can trust because they really make the right product. Dental health is linked to a variety of health conditions. Earlier in the program, I mentioned if you have very excellent dental health, it can reduce heart disease and heart attacks. Because of bacteria in the mouth, we have something like billions of bacteria in the mouth, the dirtiest cavity in our body, and like about 29 different strains of bacteria. And if that bacteria enters the bloodstream from the mouth, by a cavity, by receding gums, or for some other reason, these bacteria cause heart disease and possible heart attacks. This prevents heart disease. But now, dental health is also linked to brain health. Poor dental hygiene has been linked to many chronic diseases. Take care of your mouth. Make sure that you have a healthy mouth, because it has been linked to so many chronic diseases, including heart disease, diabetes, cancer, and even early death. Studies have shown that periodontal disease, swollen inflamed gums, cavities, increase the risk of heart disease by 25%. But now, a recent scientific review looked at 47 previously published studies on dementia and found that periodontal disease, tooth loss, bone loss around the teeth increased dementia risk by about 20%. So an easy answer for your teeth and your mental health is vitamin D, like dog, D3. A national survey of over 6,000 adults found that having high levels of vitamin D reduced the risk of gum disease by 20%. While a large study of postmenopausal women found that having adequate vitamin D levels reduced the risk of dental disease by over 30%. And people with high levels of vitamin D are 40% less likely to develop dementia, or if we say this in another way, in other words, a 2014 study found that people with low levels of vitamin D, low levels, are 53% more likely to develop dementia. That's a high percentage rate. If you have low levels of vitamin D, you may have a 53% more likely opportunity to develop dementia. And those that are severely deficient have an incredible 125% increased risk of dementia. Very high level. So do you need more vitamin D? Some experts estimate that up to 100% of older adults in the U.S., everyone, has low vitamin D levels, if not outright vitamin D deficiency. That's a high level. 100% of the elderly in the U.S., across the board, has low levels of vitamin D to the point where they are vitamin D deficient. Experts recommend 5,000 IUs of vitamin D daily. For most people, that is vitamin D3, which is the animal form of vitamin D3, or I just say vitamin D. And of course, we're animals, so to speak. So vitamin D2 is a form of vitamin D from plants that are only about 50% as effective as the animal source of vitamin D3. Now, most medical doctors like to see our vitamin D level at 30 nanograms per deciliter of blood. 30. The alternative physicians who have studied vitamin D for the health consequences like to see it at 60 to 80, two or three times more than medical doctors want. I trust the alternative physicians, those that have studied vitamin D3, and I've had a personal experience with vitamin D3. I was taking 5,000 IUs daily, like they prescribe, like doctors say. And my level of vitamin D was not even 30 from a blood test. So I worked it up to 10,000 and got it up to about 50, sometimes 48. Then I went to 20,000 units daily. And my level is over 80, where it should be exactly at the highest peak for optimal health. And I have stayed at 20,000 IUs of vitamin D for, I can't remember how long, for years. My vitamin D level, every time I have a blood test, I ask for my vitamin D levels, and they're right where we want them. So vitamin D2 group had a 34% increase in vitamin D when taken. And vitamin D3 group had a 75% increase in vitamin D. And the placebo group only saw a 25% decline. Not increase, decline. It lowered it. A vitamin pill that had no vitamin D in it, no value. It was a fake pill. Vitamin D even dropped further by 25%. And vitamin D3 was twice as effective at increasing vitamin D levels than vitamin D2. We just don't get enough vitamin D. It's a sunshine vitamin, right? What happens? Well, when we have cholesterol, that's our friend, not our enemy. So the sun shines on our skin, on our body. So we have to have a lot of skin exposure, not just our face and hands, but a lot more. Our body should be exposed to the sun. The sun shines on the skin, and just below the layer of skin is cholesterol. And the cholesterol converts into vitamin D3. Not as easily as, just as I said, it has to go through some chemical processes in the body, which are all natural chemical processes designed by the sun converting the cholesterol in our body to vitamin D3. So vitamin D3 was twice as effective, and we all should be on some form of vitamin D3, but based on what your levels indicate, not on what somebody says. Somebody says, take 5,000 units. How do you know that's enough for you? It wasn't enough for me. And I'll be back right after this. The clock says I need to stop here for a few moments. Not for long, just a few moments. And I'm going to come back, so stay with me. I'll come back right after this, right here on Terry Talks Nutrition. I'm Terry Naturally. And welcome back, my friends. Back here with Terry Talks Nutrition. I'm Terry Naturally. Before the break, we were talking about vitamin D3. Everybody needs vitamin D3. Everyone. We can't live without vitamin D. It's one of the most important vitamins to take during COVID-19 pandemic. It has huge benefits overall in the body. It's naturally made in the body if we have the right conditions. A lot of skin exposure. A lot of time out in the sun. And a lot of cholesterol. All those things don't come together for everybody. And just because your spouse gets great results on 5,000 units, you might need 20,000 units of vitamin D3. I tried 5,000, it didn't work. I tried 10,000, it didn't work. Then I went to 20,000 units of vitamin D3, and it worked. So I always suggest, make sure you ask your doctor or go to a lab and check out your level of vitamin D3 and make sure you take enough to have the effect that you want because it has so many extra benefits, you can't even count them all. So this is absolutely great. Make sure you get plenty of vitamin D3. Now, here's an increase in what is called avoidable. Avoidable causes of death. Now, there's been an increase in preventable deaths. Life expectancy in the United States peaked at 79 years of age and has been dropping, not getting better, not getting longer, but dropping ever since. A new study reports that preventable deaths, that is those deaths that could have been avoided, have been steadily increasing in the United States. Now, what are they? What is preventable deaths? Well, preventable deaths include suicide, car accidents, and medical conditions that are treatable if caught early, such as cervical cancer and certain types of heart disease, colon cancer, all are preventable if caught early. In the 10 years from 2009 to 2019, preventable deaths in the United States increased by an average of 29 per 100,000 people, while falling by an average of 14 deaths per 100,000 people. In other developed nations, including Australia and Japan, that have a much better health profile than we do in the U.S. Out of 37 industrialized nations, the United States is 37th on the list. It just does not make sense for a power country like the United States supposedly the best drugs, the best doctors, the best pharmaceutical companies, the best care. We have the worst health picture out of 37 industrialized nations. And the United States spends more money per capita on health care than any other developed nation in the world. Our country is so backward. We're going to lose that superpower image if we don't do something to turn it around. How many times have you heard switch from sugar to artificial sweetener? But now that we know it's linked to heart disease, what should we be doing? Well, a new study on aspartame. Aspartame is a sugar substitute. It is 200 times sweeter than sucrose, which is sugar. In a new study, for 12 weeks, researchers fed animals artificial sweeteners, and the one they chose was aspartame. And they gave it equivalent to humans drinking 3 diet sodas a day. Compared to an aspartame-free diet, daily aspartame intake was associated with higher levels of inflammation and more and larger fat deposits in the arteries. Not from sugar, from a artificial sweetener. And insulin levels that monitor sugar were much higher than needed. Because aspartame is so sweet, what it actually does, it tricks the body into releasing more insulin, just like if you ate a lot of sugar, a lot more insulin than is needed. High insulin levels trigger an inflammatory process that leads to blood vessel damage. NutraSweet, Diet Coke, any diet soft drink, and other sugar-free processed foods are often sweetened with aspartame. Then they can say, no sugar. And that makes you feel okay to buy the food because it says no sugar. Because I'm trying to avoid sugar. And now you have sweetened the pot, so to speak. No pun intended. But you have sweetened with aspartame, which is worse than sugar. Now, I mentioned manganese in the beginning of the show, not magnesium. Many people get them mixed up a little bit. That's okay. Sometimes I get things mixed up too. We always don't hear the same words. Manganese, M-A-N-G-A-N-E-S-E, not magnesium. And what is manganese for? Well, first of all, it is not magnesium. It is a trace mineral, though. And food sources include nuts and leafy vegetables for a high intake of manganese. Nuts are very high in manganese. And some experts feel that as many as 1 in 3 Americans is deficient in manganese. And it's very important for our ligaments and tendons. And there are other several important roles in the body, such as bone formation, skin integrity, blood sugar control, But where I feel their greatest impact is to strengthen weak ligaments and tendons. We don't have very high levels of manganese in our diet. And many, many people are deficient in manganese. And we find people that have tennis elbow, golfer's shoulder, all involved with ligaments and tendons. And it's very difficult to increase the level of manganese in these areas. Those ligaments and tendons do not have a sufficient blood supply. Blood does not flow to ligaments and tendons. Manganese activates an enzyme, Solidase, which is essential in collagen formation. Without manganese, the body cannot make collagen or repair damaged connective tissue, including tendons. Someone who has, like, tennis elbow, they may not be able to play tennis for several months until they feel their ligaments and tendons have recovered. And the first time they're out back on the tennis court, same problem came back. Because it takes a long, long time to strengthen ligaments and tendons because of the insupply of blood to those areas. The best way that I found to recommend to people is to take a really good combination to treat ligaments and tendons, especially the injuries, is to combine manganese, about 18 milligrams of manganese, with vitamin C, B6, B12, niacinamide, which is a form of niacin, magnesium, zinc, bromelain, and boswellia. All of these nutrients support manganese, so you get maximum value of repairing your ligaments and tendons. And if you're taking a supplement of collagen, it would be far, far more effective if you would add a formula that combined manganese. Manganese makes collagen work and repair damaged connective tissue, including ligaments and tendons. So if you have a bad shoulder, bad elbow, bad joints, manganese, and not many people ever take manganese, and usually you don't find it in multiple vitamins and mineral supplements, it's just not one of those sexy minerals. Now here's a study on how stopping nerve pain, TMJ, neuropathy, all due to nerve pain. Now, you might be surprised if I would recommend to you olive oil for nerve pain. You probably say, what? Nerve pain can be very difficult to treat. And conventional pain medication, like NSAIDs, over-the-counter drugs, or opiates, often don't work for nerve pain. Certain types of antidepressants can sometimes stop nerve pain. But as many as 40% of patients can't tolerate the side effects of the drugs. And the side effects are constipation, dry mouth, blurred vision, confusion, insomnia, sleeplessness. In a new study, Scientific researchers divided adult women with facial nerve pain, TMJ, into two groups for 12 weeks. Half incorporated 4 tablespoons a day of olive oil into their diets. So 4 tablespoons a day. Don't sprinkle it on your salad. You can if you want. After you have taken 4 tablespoons of olive oil a day, because you leave so much olive oil from a salad in the bowl, on the surface of the bowl, by taking it by spoonfuls, you are assured of getting all the oil. And if you use a really good olive oil, they're very quite expensive, don't waste it. Take it off the spoon like medicine. Now, 4 tablespoons a day of extra virgin olive oil, and the other group of women, the other half, followed their normal diets without extra virgin olive oil. The results of this study, the women getting the extra virgin olive oil every day had a 20% reduction in their overall nerve pain scores. The control group had no change, as well as a reduction in the intensity of their pain. Researchers also noted that despite the increased calories from extra virgin olive oil, the participants did not gain weight. We don't gain weight from fat. When we eat sugar and carbohydrates, which converts to fat in the body, we gain weight. We don't gain weight from eating fat. That is always somehow just, people just can't believe that. Oh no, that there's too much fat in there, I'll get fat. No, you will not. Because that's the chemical process within the body, how fat is used and how sugar is used. You can't judge it just because it's fat that you think you'll become fat. You will not. And the dietary supplement called pea, DEA, it's an acronym for a 21-letter word. And it's really, really excellent for nerve pain. Usually around 600 milligrams of pea twice daily has effectively reduced pain in a clinical study of people with nerve pain after dental procedures. So if you want to reduce nerve pain, take 600 milligrams, and you can even double that. Some studies have shown 1,200 milligrams twice daily. 600 to 1,200 milligrams twice daily, along with 4 tablespoons of olive oil daily. I like to take my 4 tablespoons of olive oil first thing in the morning on an empty stomach. I'm sure there could be a result as well if you take it later in the day or whatever, but the use of olive oil in the cultures around the world, like Greece, Italy, they have all been taught from little on, from generation after generation, to take the olive oil on an empty stomach first thing in the morning. So I follow the same tradition. If it worked for them for thousands of years, I'll take it. I'll do the same. I look at what works. So 600 milligrams of PEEA, and 4 tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil. Now, don't forget your daily vitamin, a daily multiple. It can provide huge benefits. And here's why. Because a new study by researchers looking at the effects of taking a daily multivitamin and mineral supplement on biologically aging. Biological aging measures the age of your cells and organs and how well they function and how quickly they are restored and how quickly they stop deteriorating. You are your cells. Your body has trillions and trillions and trillions of cells. Have they been injured? Have they been harmed? Are they dying faster? Well, versus your actual age, which is the measure of time from your birth to the current time, to the present. The researchers collected blood work and health data from almost 1,000 adults. Average age of those were 70 years of age. And followed them for 2 years. 5 special tests were given to determine each participant's biological age. Not how old you are, but how old your body is. And the results. The participants who took a daily multivitamin, aging biologically, they were aging 10 to 20% slower than people who did take a daily vitamin and mineral supplement, a daily multiple. Over the 24 months of this study, these participants gained another 4 months of youthful living. Characteristics of a good daily multiple. How do you know what to pick out? What is the best multiple for you? Well, make sure that it contains a full range of vitamins and minerals and more than 100% of the RDA. The RDA, the recommended daily allowance, was established many, many years ago, back about 70 to 80 years ago. And we were getting much better food at that time, a better quality of food at that time, and we ate a healthy diet. We had less chemicals, less garbage, less desserts, less fast food. So things have changed drastically. The RDA may be what you need to prevent a full-blown nutrient deficiency, but not what you need for optimal health. You don't want to just get by. You want to blow it away. Nutrients are for everyone. And you don't need a supplement for women and a supplement for men. You just don't need it. Women, do you eat a different diet than your spouse does? Or do men and women eat a different diet? We all need the same amount of vitamins and minerals as an adult. That may be different for children, of course. And you don't need an age or gender-specific formula. But you do need nutrients in their optimal forms for absorption and efficacy. Active forms of B vitamins. You need chelated minerals. Look for a natural formula free of toxic ingredients like BHT, a synthetic preservative, artificial sweeteners, artificial colors, and artificial flavors. And I would say no way to gummies. They frequently contain lots of sugar, especially high fructose corn syrup. They're garbage. And they have artificial colors. They're low on vitamins and really low on minerals. You can't put enough minerals in a gummy to meet the requirements, even the low requirements. And they are extremely low in iron. Now, what are xenoestrogens? Here are some of the health effects of xenoestrogens. They are synthetic chemicals that act like estrogen in the body. They're fooling your body. And if we are exposed to these xenoestrogens, which is very common today, we see early puberty. Girls who begin to menstruate well before the age of 12. Early puberty increases the risk of obesity by 30%. And nearly doubles the risk of depression. Increased breast density, which increases the risk of breast cancer by up to 20%, increases the rate of breast and prostate cancer. But a compound called DIM, D-I-M, it's a supplement that can detoxify the body of these xenoestrogens. It's an active form of a compound called indole-3-carbinol, found in vegetables like broccoli and cabbage, Brussels sprouts. And it works by helping the body break down and safely excrete these synthetic estrogens. Prevents estrogen from converting to forms that can be harmful. In postmenopausal women, DIM improved the ratio of estrogen in its beneficial form, to estrogen in its harmful forms by 47%. And it blocks the conversion of testosterone to estrogen. A way to make us healthier for the future. If that, my friends, I'm all out of time. I really am over time today. I want to get everything in I possibly could. So say a prayer for this crazy world. God bless you, my friends. And God bless this great country.
Consider the folks at Family Natural Foods for everything you need for planting season. Their knowledgeable team has been helping people select just the right seeds since 1946. Choose from an extensive variety of healthy-for-you heirloom seeds, onion sets, and seed potatoes. Growing your own food is one of the best steps you can take to empower your health and save some money. Family Natural Foods offers seeds starting at 99 cents a pack. Family Natural Foods, Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids, putting the farm back into pharmacy.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Hans Breitenmoser. We have people in Congress right now cutting food assistance.
All of it is a disregard for how the economy actually works. When you plant seeds in the ground, you get money close to the ground. That's what makes rural economies work. Urban economies are very similar in that regard. Washington is only as good as its participants, and we've got some real dandies there these days.
That's definitely one way to put it.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Todd Alba will be here to break down all the news of the weekend. Kathy Giorgio, whose book has been banned in Waukesha, will join us. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become the Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now the Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Stacey Lynn. The Trump administration was dealt a legal setback in its ongoing feud with Harvard. A federal judge temporarily put the brakes on its attempt to ban the university from enrolling foreign students. Harvard law professor Noah Feldman.
Federal law says that every university has to provide a campus environment that is free of discrimination on the basis of race, and that includes discrimination on the basis of anti-Semitism. That's Harvard's obligation. It's an obligation we're meeting. And if someone thinks we're not meeting that, they can go to court and they can try to prove otherwise.
The next hearing is scheduled for May 29th in Boston. After the president said he was going to impose a 50% tariff on all imports from the European Union, the EU says, let's make a deal. But the president said he's not interested.
I've been saying to everybody they've treated